The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If I continue to flex my integrity, it's going to continue to permeate in other areas of my life. And as soon as I break that integrity and I break that rule of mine, then all of a sudden I can expect that I'm going to probably try to negotiate myself out of other rules that I've created or other aspects of my life in which the easy wrong is going to be presented. I'm going to present it in a convincing fashion to myself, that easy wrong. And it's going to be a harder fight for me to be like, no, I'm not going to do it because I've already broken it in other areas.
My name is Johnny L. Sasser, and I'm a former Special Operations U.S. Army Ranger and Tactical Commander to the U.S. Ambassador's Protective Detail. I have seen the struggle even the most hardened men have faced when they combat their inner demons, and I am here to shine a light on those struggles to show that no man is exempt from adversity and internal pain. Men from all walks of life share their stories of hardship, darkness, and perseverance so that every man knows that whatever he is going through, he is not alone. Evolution for Men begins now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Art of Masculinity. We are going over, so I'm rereading Atomic Habits, which I love this book. If anybody who has not read it before, it's definitely a very powerful book and impactful. It's got some really great wisdom inside of it to help you along with your life to form great habits. So not affiliated with them whatsoever, just always trying to pass on good wisdom for everybody to listen to. But it got me really thinking about men and a lot of the things that we struggle with when it comes to how we perform in life and where men really find themselves. The average guy really finds himself on a daily basis. And I've fallen victim to this as well in my life a lot. There's a point in which we will perform our daily work and all those things and feel as though that is just merely good enough. And we deserve, it's this weird concept of like, we deserve some form of relaxation at the end of every day. And yes, we do. Like, our minds need a break. Our bodies need a break. I'm not saying that we don't. But what happens with these forming of habits based on that belief is that we end up then struggling in a level of comfort. Like, comfort kills dreams. It is the ultimate murderer of any type of aspirations to do anything big in your life. And you got to keep your foot on your gas, on the gas. I've, you know, grown up watching a lot of sports, right? And I am a football fan. I'm not a fan of their idiocy around politics and the conversations they're ignorant to when it comes to all that. But I will say that I'm a big of just sports in general. And when you watch football, you see this a lot of times. I remember watching Aaron Rodgers when McCarthy was his coach back in Green Bay. And the team was, you know, always in contention, right? Everybody's like, they're going to go to the Super Bowl or at least have a shot at it, all this stuff. And then they'd make it to the playoffs and then they would be up typically at halftime and by a decent amount. Potentially, usually even going into like the third quarter, they'd be up by a decent amount. And then all of a sudden, they start taking their foot off the gas and then the team would catch up and then beat them ultimately in the playoffs, which is why Aaron Rodgers essentially only won one Super Bowl with those guys. But my point to that, and you see this, it's a prevailing theme with a lot of football teams, especially when they get ahead and they're trying to protect a lead. But you see that people tend to take their foot off the gas. And then what happens is it provides this padding, this soft cushion where the opponent has the ability to pierce that and then make up the ground. And then eventually, because they have so much momentum going for them going into the final 5 minutes of the game, they end up winning the game, whether it's by 3 points or even a touchdown, right? Or a couple points because they get a field goal or something. But the point is they end up winning the game because they become kind of unstoppable at the end of the game, at the right time in the game, because of the fact that the other team let off the gas and allowed their opponent to gain momentum. And I feel like for men, this is how life is for us. We get into this habit. And like I said, I firmly believe we need these decompression moments. God knows I take my decompression moments, and I'm not saying I don't. So don't act like, I'm not trying to act like I don't do that. And it doesn't mean that I won't sit down and enjoy watching some TV with my wife or having whatever it is I consider decompression in the evening. It doesn't mean that I don't do those things, right? So I say this because I know what happens when it becomes more of a toxic behavior due to then feeling good about the comfort that it gives you. And I know what it's like to allow yourself to have those decompression moments, but to also mitigate them. And that is where I think we as men can really find some strong power in our lives and take control back of meeting higher expectations and aspirations for ourselves, for our lives, for our families, and really start to move ourselves forward in having dreams again. I think a lot of guys really get rid of their dreams at far too young of an age because the fact that everybody, they have these expectations and these limitations that they place on us and on themselves, where they say, if you haven't been doing something for X amount of years, there's no way that you're going to be very good at it, or there's no way that that opportunity is going to be available for you. But if you look at a lot of these people who have made massive successes in their lives, you look at what they've done, a lot of times it came later in life and it wasn't actually a compound of what they did to start their careers. It actually is something that happened within a few years of their life because they just took experience and then they chose to chase after a dream with the experience they built from other areas, other paths that they had taken in their lives. So I want to bring this concept back around. And all of this comes down to, you know, this habit of allowing ourselves this decompression moment every day, and guys really taking their foot off the gas in life and then allowing that comfort to become part of who they are. I like to talk to this about how habit forming around integrity. That's kind of where I find the solution to this. Habit forming around integrity bleeds into who you become and how your life turns out. And what does that mean, habit forming around integrity? Well, integrity, obviously, we've talked about this before, and it's something that's very big in my life and how I feel I present myself as a man. And it's also a very big thing for me that I hold other men accountable to, especially if I'm going to keep them in my life as friends and brothers. And integrity is all about, hey, how are you behaving when nobody else is looking? And are you, you know, picking up that piece of trash on the ground, even if it's on your property? Are you picking it up because nobody else is going to do it? Are you helping somebody not because anybody else is going to see it, but because you have the capability to help that person? Are you passing by, or are you actually participating? And doing it out of the fact that if no one's there to see you, for instance, you know, again, like when you're at home, my wife travels a lot. Like my wife does her own business. She has all these things going on. At home, there's a lot of things that you could skate by and be like, I'm going to take care of that tomorrow, or I'm going to take care of that this weekend, or I'll do that later. And then it never gets done. And then all of a sudden, the same problem or the same thing that's still around either ends up getting done out of obligation, like a trash can, for instance, right, being full, out of obligation, or you preemptively do it because you know it's the right thing to do. And those are the things that really are what speak volumes to build habits around that permeate into other areas of your life. So when you're working on something, especially in like business, and you know you have to get a certain thing done because it's just integrity. It has, nobody's looking at you. It's not going to make you any more money, but you know it's the right thing to do. Are you taking that action? I like to refer to this, are you taking the hard right over the easy wrong? The cutting corners over, as opposed to making sure you have that nice pointed corner. And that's where I find men struggle. I find a lot of people struggle in this. And I find that even for me, this becomes a question, which is part of why I know so many people struggle with it. It is a question for me. But I have done enough habit building and enough flexing of that muscle to say, yes, I am questioning doing the easy wrong, but I know I'm always going to take the hard right because the hard right is just what I've conditioned myself to do in life. And although nobody's there, nobody expects it, nobody's seeing it, no one's going to give me a pat on the back, I just know it's the right thing to do and I'm going to take that action first. And that's exactly what I'm going to execute on. I have these little things happen to me all the time in life, just like you guys do, where I have that negotiation of, oh, I could take this easy path, or I could not do that and no one's going to notice, or I could kind of half-ass it a little bit here and not do as much and no one's really going to care because it's not improving anything by a significant amount. But all of that is to say, every time you take those little easy wrongs, every single time, you start to chip away at high levels of integrity and you start to chip away at your own ability to permeate that into other areas of life. Because vice versa, when you build habits around integrity or the lack of integrity, it's going to start bleeding into other areas. And that's where you're going to find a lot of struggle. And in Atomic Habits, he talks about, oh, doing the 1% better, I think it was like per day or something like that. And when you do that, just find that minor 1%. And in any area of life, in anywhere in your own personality, if you find that 1% better and you just focus on that 1% better, right? You just focus on that area for 1% better. You have the ability to have a compounding effect of being massively better in even 30 or 60 days or a year.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At everything in life, he was referring to how the British cycling team brought on a guy who had the philosophy of doing this 1% and focusing on it. And so what he would do is he focused on 1% improvement in their gear first, right? So he would go to everything. He'd go to the helmet. He'd go to the bodysuit. He'd go to the muscle creams that they were using. He'd go to their sleep. He'd go to all of these different areas. And he just looked for 1% improvement in every single one of them. That's all he did. And it's the same thing that you get the opportunity to do in life is 1% improvement in all of this. But that 1% improvement, especially when it comes to us personally, and we talk about the psychology of this, that 1% improvement for me always starts with how you're treating your habits around integrity. If you are doing the right thing every time when no one is around and there's no major benefit to doing the right thing, that to me is a 1% better improvement aspect, idea, philosophy, action. And when you do that, now you're able to then see that starting to go into everywhere in your life. You're like, oh, wow, I got to make, you know, for instance, when I was doing my book, right? And we were making the cover for it. Now, a lot of people would think, well, Johnny, yeah, everybody's going to pay high levels of attention to your cover, to your fonts, to all these things. Bro, I'm going to tell you, after you've reviewed these things a few times, you're just going to be like, get this out. Like, I'm fucking done looking at this. So there's easy ways to cut corners there and just be like, I am done looking at this. I'm signing off on it. It's done. And yes, there is a time when those decisions need to be made, but there's also a time that those reviews need to continue to happen. And the easy wrong was to say, listen, it's good. But the hard right was to review it again. And even if you say it's good, you at least reviewed it that one last time. You held integrity with your job as an author to put out your book, right? And that was part of the mentality that I had to bring to all of it. And even, like I said, even checking the fonts, even making sure the spacing was correct, all this stuff. This is all part of how you really monopolize on your 1% increase or your percentage increase, but also on how that root of integrity bleeds to all of that. Now, the comfort part of this comes from the negative aspect of not actually trying to hold integrity with those moments and taking the easy wrong. The easy wrong puts you in the position of accepting comfort, accepting average, accepting where you currently are in life. And the more you do that, the more it's just going to be a natural state for you. And then you're going to wonder why. Well, man, I used to be a really good athlete. Why don't I have that same aspect in my life now? Again, you were probably doing a lot of the hard rights over the easy wrongs when you were an athlete. If you weren't making that decision, you were at least forced to make that decision because you had coaches, you had people forcing you to do that. And when you're an adult, you don't have those things. If you're not investing in a coach, you don't have those things. And so it is incumbent upon you to always have to make that hard right over the easy wrong, that ability to hold yourself to integrity when nobody's there. And then now you start to change the narrative on everything outside of when nobody else is there. So when you follow what you know is even going to be more work. You know, I was reading another book, The Surrender Experiment, and Michael Singer is talking about how he was writing code. And this was way back in like the 70s or 80s or something. So this is very early on in computer development. And so he's writing code, which you can imagine at that time was probably incredibly difficult, writing code for software. And he got commissioned to basically make some software he didn't really want to code because it's so much easier to, you know, sell a prepackaged product. But he knew how to code really well and he was commissioned to do this. And he knew it was going to take a lot of work and a lot of time. And although he did not want to actually do this, he surrendered, which is why the book's called The Surrender Experiment, by the way. He surrendered to God. He surrendered to the universe and said, all right, I'm just going to do this and I'm going to do it the right way. That's the important thing. He did it the right way. And he told them, he said, hey, listen, if you really want this, it's going to take potentially 2 years for me to do this. It's not a quick fix. And the people who commissioned him to do it said, yeah, we're willing to wait for that software to be done in 2 years. So he didn't cut any corners. He did the software and he did everything the right way, the way that he wanted it to be done, knowing, fully knowing that the hard work was going to take a lot of time and take him out of a lot of things he was doing. He had other businesses. He was running a temple. He was doing these meditation practices, all this stuff. He had a lot going on, that things that took a lot of time. And he still chose to do the hard right over the easy wrong. And that's where we end up being, it's where we as men get the opportunity to follow suit. We need to look and say, yeah, I know it's going to take a lot of time, but the right way to do this is I need to spend multiple hours on this project. I'm going to sit in front of my computer and do this project the right way. And by the time it's done, I'm going to feel really good about it, but I'm also going to have flexed that integrity muscle that then bleeds into other areas of my life where I'm always going to do the right thing. I'm always going to do the extra work. And that is what's important because at the end of the day, all of that is going to improve other areas of your life. That's what you really have to remember. Honestly, the more you do this, guys, the more you do this, you are going to start receiving the opportunities in your life that you're really looking for. The opportunities that are really going to open doors for you to reach your dreams and reach your goals, you're going to start receiving those the more you do this high level of integrity, even on the small, insignificant things that nobody else is paying attention to. You will start receiving those opportunities. And when you actually receive those opportunities, you're going to execute incredibly at a high level because of the fact that you have been practicing this integrity practice. You know, you've been putting it on display. You've been putting it into your own life. And by the time when those opportunities come up, you're going to start hitting home runs. But it all stems from the little building that you do in your own mind. It literally starts within you. If you can't grasp that, you are never going to reach the level or the aspirations that you really want to. If you can't grasp how important those small decisions are to do the hard right over the easy wrong, you're not going to get out of the comfort zone and you're always going to wonder what could have been. So I challenge you guys to start having this high level of integrity in all small areas of your life. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Even when it's just an agreement with you, right? Like I say, hey, I'm not going to watch TV whatsoever until Friday night or Saturday night with my wife, right? And we don't. And you guys have heard me talk about this, but I use that as a big one because TV is a big one for everybody, especially with streaming sites now. Like you guys can binge watch things. And I literally will not put on a TV. We only have one TV in the house. I will not put on the TV in the house until it's like a Friday night and Taylor and I are sitting down for the evening. We've closed up shop. We've closed up work. We've done our workouts. We've eaten dinner and we're going to sit down and watch a show together, right? That's the only time I'll flip it on. And even goes for Saturday. Like we do work on Saturdays. We run our businesses. We do stuff around the house. We don't flip on a TV in the middle of the day. Now, I will tell you one caveat, you know, football season or hockey playoffs might be a little different. Usually hockey playoffs are in the evening anyways. Might be a little different, but that's a Sunday, right? You know, football's a Sunday. I'll watch a game or two. But other than that, again, like I said, these are non-negotiables for me where if I continue to flex my integrity, it's going to continue to permeate in other areas of my life. And as soon as I break that integrity and I break that rule of mine, then all of a sudden I can expect that I'm going to probably try to negotiate myself out of other rules that I've created or other aspects of my life in which the easy wrong is going to be presented. I'm going to present it in a convincing fashion to myself, that easy wrong. And it's going to be a harder fight for me to be like, no, I'm not going to do it because I've already broken it in other areas. So just remember, this is incredibly important, guys. Take advantage of how you encounter integrity in your life on the small things that you say you're going to do. And also, when it becomes, hey, how do I do it the right way? And what is the wrong way to do it? Even if it's not a small thing, even when it is a big project, there are easier ways to do things and harder ways to do things. Are you taking the harder way that actually is the right way? Or are you taking the easy way that's actually cutting corners and not giving the full level of what is supposed to be delivered? Those are all part of this conversation. All right, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And remember, if you guys enjoy The Art of Masculinity, make sure you guys head over to Apple iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Let everybody know what you guys enjoy about the show. If you can help one other man in your life or anywhere in the world, wouldn't you do it? And if you would do it, then giving a 5-star review, taking a couple minutes to do that and putting it out there, what you enjoyed about the show, is a way that you can extend that help to them because other men need it. They need the invitation. And if they see your guys' great reviews, that's going to help them make a decision to listen and to get some wisdom that can potentially change their lives. So thank you guys for listening. As always, remember that the world deserves a better caliber of man, and it's our obligation to give it to them.